So welcome everybody to the second Sunday service of the year. This is a divine service, which means that it's a service in which I will be giving messages to some lucky people amongst us who are chosen by Spirit to receive some guidance. So we will only be recording parts of this evening. We won't record the messages because of course those can be quite personal. The recordings that we do make will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service under the Free Stuff tab by clicking Sunday Service. If you want to record the service yourself, of course, you're more than welcome to do so, but just remember that any recordings that you make are not in any way, shape or form for resale purposes. There are no course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer, blessing, or the script form of the meditation, you can email Sue Little, who has agreed to administrate this for me, and her email address is, she's using an administrative address of mine, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and you'll be able to get the PDF copy of the notes directly from Sue. If you haven't got that email somewhere, then just get in touch with me and I'll point you in Sue's direction. If you have any questions that arise either from the channeling, the meditation, or from a message that you receive, you can send them to me by going to the website and clicking questions for Edwin on the menu bar. We've rearranged things a little on the website to make it easier to navigate. So now everything is much more clearly assigned its separate sections on the website. So if you go and you think, hold on, what's going on? Everything looks a bit different. It's just that we've shuffled things into a slightly neater and more practical order. So you might want to grab a pen and pad in case I say anything in the little channeling that I do, or you have any experiences in the meditation that you want to make a note of, or I give you a message, or I give somebody else a message and it resonates or chimes with you. And if you do get given a message, it's not a bad idea to just to make a quick note about what I say, because if you want more information about it and you come back to me by email, I won't remember what I've said without a bit of a prompt. So I will need you just to remind me generally what the nature of the message was, and then I'll be able to kind of tap back into the stream of information. There will be no question and answer moments this evening because it's a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. All being well, so long as we don't lose our power. So at the moment you are all muted, which is how the majority of the session will be this evening in order to prevent any chaos from reigning. Let's double check that you are indeed all muted up and there's nobody in the waiting room. Great. So we're going to start with an opening prayer. Tonight's prayer is a response prayer. So there's a chorus that I'm going to ask you to join in on. That chorus is, Divine, we pray to you. Divine, we pray to you. I'll give you the cue when you're to say your bit, and then you'll cotton on when you're meant to jump into the other sections. Because the last time we met with our first Sunday service, we looked a little bit at different ways of praying. I thought we'd carry on with this experimentation. So this Sunday, we're going to use a prayer method that is undertaken by a group of people called the Aetherius Society. So the Aetherius Society, they've been going for yonks. They're a kind of spiritual ascensionist society. They have some very similar beliefs to mainstream New Age beliefs, and some that are very specific to the Aetherius Society themselves. I met somebody from the Aetherius Society because they came to me for teaching on crystals, and we got talking, and I found some of what they had to say really, really interesting. Some of it, you know, didn't resonate with me at all. So in the Aetherius Society, they pray like this. Their arms are bent, their palms are facing away from them, and they say all their prayers with their hands in this position, because they believe that when we pray in the conventional way, we are blocking the palm chakras, because prayer, they believe, radiates outwards from the palm chakras. So when we hold our hands together in the prayer position, the prayers are being blocked from being broadcast out into the universe. And they believe that this was the patriarchal church's way of preventing Joe Public from being able to reach God directly, which would force them into reaching God through an intermediary. Now I prayed like this, and I prayed like this, and I prayed in various other ways, and I can't say that I favor one particularly over the other, but it's an interesting experiment. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray like this, and then you just get a feeling for how it is for you, and maybe it's something that you'll want to adopt into your practice, and maybe it isn't. So keep the shoulders nice and relaxed. That's really important. Elbows bent, you can pull them into the sides, and then they've got a little bit of a kind of position to keep your arms comfortable without holding them out like a crab. Palms facing forward, fingers relaxed. And if you just want to close your eyes, I'm going to just pop a little bit of music on. Volume needs to go there, and music needs to be there. Okay. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Divine, we ask that this week may be holy, good, and joyful. And then with me, say, Divine, we pray to you. Divine, we ask that we may offer to you our worship and our work. And together, Divine, we pray to you. We ask that we may strive for the well-being of all creation. Divine, we pray to you. We ask that in the pleasures and pains of life, we may know your divine love and be thankful. Divine, we pray to you. We ask that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all your saints and angels, entrusting one another and all our life to you. Divine, we pray to you. Let us then commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of power and your grace. Divine, we pray to you. Just keep the hands held in their position for a moment, the eyes closed. Let the prayer that we have spoken vibrate outwards from the chakras of your palms into the ether, into the unified field, out into the divine source. Sent in love and truth and trust and peace. Now take a few breaths, lower your hands and arms, and open your eyes. So, in a moment, we're going to do our meditation, which will have a little channeling sandwiched inside it. Tonight's meditation will help us to call upon the power of the healing angels for the self. The beginning of the year, I think, can be a tough time for some people. Some are still tired from last year, some are still tired from Christmas. We have had really more than enough drama going on globally, let alone individually, for the past 3, 4, 5 years. And yet, no sooner have we stepped into this year than everybody seems to be wanting to blow each other up. So we've got all of that to contend with as well. And society has this strange expectation that when we start a new year, we should do so refreshed and determined and hopeful and rejuvenated and ready to hold on to our resolutions and be our new us and detoxify and be healthy. And for some of us, that expectation alone, it's just too much. It's too much. So I think at the beginning of the year, we need to be gentle with ourselves. We need to be kind with ourselves. And we need to take as much healing that is available for ourselves that we can. I think we deserve it. And absolutely, the earth is in need too at the moment. But we mustn't lose sight of the fact that if we are not good, if we are not well, if we are not firing on all cylinders, then we certainly can't be expected to serve the earth properly either. So this little meditation, it's all about you. It's all about you taking as much healing as you want, as you need, as you require from the healing angels. And before we dive into it, I want to say this as well. Many of you, of course, are healers, professionally, personally. You might be caring for somebody. Some of you are doing healing work for the planet. And healers are, in my experience, absolutely dreadful at putting themselves first and giving themselves the healing that they require. They are fantastic about healing everybody else. They're fantastic about healing the earth. They're fantastic about taking care of their family and their friends. But when it comes down to putting themselves first for a little while, taking the healing that they need, being kind and generous to themselves, they are pants. They're dreadful. They're rubbish at it. So these kind of self-healing opportunities are really, really important, particularly for those of us who are very, very bad at asking for healing for ourselves. We mustn't feel bad about it. We mustn't feel selfish. We must take everything that the divine and the angels are willing to give. So I want you to get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find the music, which is way down here on the list. Where are you? There you are. And let me just double check that that volume is still where it needs to be. Need it to be a little bit higher. I shall keep my hand on the volume key just in case. Okay. So close your eyes, focus on the sound of my voice. Take a few breaths in and out. Close your eyes and allow yourself to relax. Just give your body a quick once-over check. No tension in the shoulders, in the neck. Hands nice and loose and relaxed. No curling of the toes. Make sure that your back is well supported, that you're warm. Just take a nice deep breath in and let it out with a bit of a sigh. And be calm and still. We're going to begin by summoning our guardian angel. So I want you to bring your hands to rest over your heart center. And I want you to say these words: Guardian angel, be with me. The guardian angel begins to draw close and near. A tingling, warm sensation may be at your back, a sense that somebody stepped into the room, a comforting presence filling the air with warmth and familiarity. Now bring your hands into the prayer position, palms pressed together in front of the heart, and say, Guardian angel, come to me. The guardian angel draws closer still, steps forwards behind you. You almost feel a gentle swish of robe upon the floor, a gentle feathered touch of wing. You can almost hear the angel's breath, the rhythm of their breathing, the beating of their heart, the warmth that radiates from their body. And now bring your hands into a bowl shape in front of your heart and say, "Guardian angel, become one with me." The guardian angel reaches forwards with their hands and places them lightly on your shoulders. You feel the weight of them, the warmth of them, their comfort and their love. An old and ancient friend stands behind you. Their soft and yet strong, comforting presence is so familiar, so sure and trustworthy. You feel yourself letting go of your defenses, your body relaxing, your mind and heart and spirit opening to the power and presence of the angel that begins to flow into your muscles and your bones like the heat of a warm bath. The brush of their wing, soft and feathery, stronger now. They are with you, behind you, supporting you. Their love is absolute, unconditional, and complete. Let your hands relax on your lap. And together, let's say the healing prayer. So repeat these words after me. Great celestial physician, pour forth thy healing angels, thy heavenly host, and let me feel the beam of their healing power. The light of their healing hands. Taken to where it is needed most at this moment in time. Into my mind. Into my heart. Into my body. Into my spirit and soul. Grant me protection and let your power flow freely. Fill me with your light and love in accordance with thy will and the will of my higher self. So mote it be, Amen. Imagine a sphere of energy building all around you, a bubble in the center of which you sit. Within this bubble of brilliant light, presences caught out of the corner of your eye. Angels move forwards in unison, laying their hands with gentle love and care upon your body, healing you, infusing you with love and light. See them, these hands of light, feel them as they press and rest upon your form. Beaming angelic healing power directly into muscle and bone, into blood and organs, into chakras and meridians and subtle forms, detoxifying the body, cleansing and clearing it of infection, fortifying the immune system, regenerating organs, strengthening bones, filling you with power, filling you with hope, filling you with energy and strength, filling you with light. And all the while, the guardian angel remains behind you, holding you, their hands still reassuringly placed upon your shoulders, contributing to the healing power in which you now bathe. Rest in the light and listen or chant with me the name of the seven great healing angels as the power flows into you. Raphael, Asael, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamayan, Raphael, Asael, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamayan, Raphael, Asael, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamayet, 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 Raphael, Asael, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamayet. Now listen to these humble words offered by Spirit as guidance in love. Open your heart, little children of the light, that we may feed you. As a chick opens its mouth wide to receive the offering of the mother, become then the chalice, open-mouthed and round-bellied, waiting to be filled with our wine. The healing power of the universe is endless, a vast and infinite ocean of loving force just for you. You cannot hope to exhaust it in your lifetime, and yet you sip so meagerly of its bounty, making such little time for yourself to receive that which you need the most. Take then this love given freely. Take it now, take it whenever you need it. Open your heart and let it flow in a vast ocean, filling your spirit until it bursts with light. The divine loves you, and its love is infinite and eternal. It desires nothing more than your happiness and joy, and it seeks to provide you with everything that you might need. This does not mean a life without challenge or difficulty, for it is only through such things that we change and grow and realize what we truly want and need. But it does mean that even during the darkest times, there is light, abundant light, infinite and eternal. And that you have not ever, not for one second, been forgotten or overlooked. Place yourself then within our care, and let us gift you that you need. Allow the energy to begin to ebb and flow. Any excess ambient force is absorbed back into the earth beneath your feet and sent to the Great Earth Mother. Slowly and gently give thanks to the archangels of healing and bid them one by one hail and farewell, and feel them slowly, gently begin to depart one at a time. The bubble of light that they have created around you coalescing and hardening into a protective shield of golden light. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe down through your legs and into your feet, down to the earth, to ground. Feel your guardian angel's presence still standing behind you, helping with the process of grounding. Pushing energy down through your legs, through your feet, into the earth, helping you to center and balance and protect. Now take a few moments to center yourself and to give thanks to the guardian angel, who begins to step back beyond your sight, but who in truth is never far away. And slowly and gently, when you are ready, open your eyes and return. So, folks, don't forget, if you have any questions from the meditation or channeling, you can contact me about these free of charge via the online form on the website. And that meditation, which has been recorded, will be available for you to download for free from the free stuff section of the website. And it's a nice one. And I think we can do it as much as we need it, really. And as the angels say, it's a power that we shouldn't feel shy of tapping into. So in a moment, we are going to begin with the messages. But first of all, I've got a few notices, but I don't think they need to be on the recording. So let me just stop that now.